we're kind of focusing in on how spiritual gifts, and all we've kind of talked about, you know, from a cumulative view, connects back to the seven connections.
Yes. So the seven connections is really core to one of the parts of Christian Leaders, especially the spiritual formation here at Christian Leaders, is this kind of idea of the seven connections in our life. The first and most important one, of course, our connection with God, then our spouse, family, small group and friends, church, kingdom, and the world. And we have a responsibility to be cultivating each of these seven connections of our life. Right. And so I think what's great is when we look at this perspective of the spiritual gift, how can we use our spiritual gifts in these areas? So that question, you know, how can you apply what you've learned in this mini course to each of these areas?
Yeah, and I think we'd love to see, you know, some comments from you guys on this. You know, many of you probably have taken the Connections course. And so, yeah, just thinking of spiritual gifts in that lens with each of the aspects, you know, these seven different aspects. Yeah, how can you apply what you've learned there? And, you know, on this next slide, we'll kind of go into how each of the seven connections have the various aspects of cultivation, right? Like talking. So when it's God, you know, talking with God through prayer, when it's your spouse, having that open communication. And then there's listening, right? The kind of second piece to talking, of course, is listening. And then after that, the repeating and reproducibility. So what does that look like, Abby, like in those different ways?
No, I think it's so important, again, to both, yeah, be thinking about each of those relationships and are you talking, listening? Are you doing that repeatedly in a way that it becomes reproducible for both yourself and for others that are observing it?
Right.
And so I think, again, start thinking about the spiritual gifts very particularly. And, you know, let's think about the spiritual gifts that, you know, we've shared ours. I have mercy shown. So how could I be using that gift to maybe the way that I'm talking and both listening to somebody and doing that repeatedly, and maybe it's in a small group, you know, maybe it's in the church. So I think there's some ways, again, where our spiritual gift can really manifest in a way that will really bless these relationships.
What about for you, Abby? What's coming to mind?
Well, I was just thinking about how, you know, in this list 1 through 7, I feel like in this mini course so far, you know, we've touched a little bit on how to work with others with the same or different spiritual gifts, like which fits into, you know, family, friends, church. But a lot of it has been about, you know, discerning spiritual gifts, which is really about your personal relationship with God, and how, you know, looking at the list, it really is kind of this trickle down structure almost,
right,
where, you know, when you're having healthy communication, when you're feeling close in your relationship to God, when you're walking on that narrow path, how that becomes reproducible with your spouse, and it kind of pours down and filters to all those different groups. But yeah, looking back through the Connections course, the reproducibility really stuck out to me, because I think part of the purpose of spiritual gifts is to be a witness to others, whether it's other believers, you know, in our close church, in our community, or to non-believers. It can be an extremely powerful witness to them, even if they don't recognize where the gift is coming from or what it is. But to, you know, evangelize and just live out the gospel message through, you know, your spiritual gifts, when it is reproducible, when it is recognizable, that's when it becomes a witness. So just a really powerful connection there. And I think an awesome challenge to each of us. This is a very, like, full circle thing, right? There's lots of aspects to it, but to see how it all kind of fits together is interesting.
No, it is. It definitely is important, because, yeah, I think that you're right. Like, we've, you know, kind of honed in different things of, like, our relationship with God, or even if you're working in the church, or where you're doing ministry, and it's so important to, yeah, be able to take that look back at, these are the connections in my life. Mm-hmm. Again, first and foremost, am I being with God? And because that is going to be what keeps pouring into that gift to, as you said, trickle down to the other areas. And, yeah, there's just so much power in, again, stepping back and really thinking about, am I using my gifts? And maybe there's an area I haven't intentionally not been using my gifts. You never know what you might kind of realize as you step back. If maybe you realize, I really haven't been trying to connect with unbelievers at all. Or maybe I really haven't been, you know, with my friends, or whatever it might be. I think there's just a great opportunity to really step back and think about, in the relationship of my gifts, how does it connect with these seven connections of my life?
For sure. And yeah, in the last section, like I had gone a lot into the different challenges that arise. And even as I was constructing those slides, it's like, well, there's not really like a one size fits all answer here, right? But I think that kind of getting back to the basics of the seven connections and breaking it down in that way of how does my spiritual gift relate in each of these areas? How can I step it up maybe in areas where I haven't been using it? And I think that that kind of process can be really helpful in addressing those challenges. And, you know, we've really dove in so deep into this. It's nice to kind of go back to basics
so much with the foundation a little bit again and just go, well, you know, even again, maybe in the sense of with your spouse, it's like, okay, like, again, we've talked a lot about looking at, oh, what's their gifts and how you work together. But again, I think it's good to just step back again and look at all seven of those relationships and go, yeah, how am I using my gift? And maybe, again, some of your gifts are stronger in different relationships,
right, which is natural, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Very interesting. I don't see any comments, but I think, you know, part of the idea this week was like, this is how we apply the spiritual gifts. So if any of you have, you know, something fresh on your mind of maybe one of these areas, how you've been incorporating your spiritual gifts, we'd love to read more about that, read your personal experience. And then, yeah, next week will be our final kind of overview session, wrapping everything up. So, yeah, I think it's great to reflect on some of those questions, and we can come together again next week and kind of, again, zoom out maybe even a little further and just evaluate what we're
doing. Kind of taking, really taking that all in and going, yeah, now how am I going to really go out, you know, and be sent out in it, and how has it looked like? And so, yeah, I love the dialogue that we've had together on the topic, and so I'm looking forward to our final session.